Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Put down the wine glass. Prohibition may be back. Debates on alcohol consumption. A new era of regulation? The health implications of alcohol consumption are once again sparking intense debate. In Washington, policymakers are revising drinking guidelines, and some worry that a covert panel of unelected officials may be laying the groundwork for what some are calling Prohibition 2.0. The review of dietary guidelines presents critical questions for policymakers. Proponents of stricter regulations cite studies linking alcohol to negative health outcomes, such as increased risks of cancer, liver disease, and mental health issues. On the other hand, advocates for moderation argue for evidence-based guidelines that allow for personal choice. Current discussions suggest a trend towards cautioning against excessive alcohol use rather than supporting an outright ban. However, with growing public health interventions across various domains, including nutrition, tobacco, and sugary beverages, there is concern that this could lead to a slippery slope towards prohibition disguised as health advocacy. In Canada, experts Jürgen Rehm, Timothy Namey, and Kevin Shield recently updated the country's drinking guidelines, controversially recommending a reduction from 15 drinks per week for men and 10 for women to just 2 drinks per week. Namey, who also contributed to U.S. dietary guideline revisions 5 years ago, caused controversy by not adhering to review protocols. No safe amount? A recommendation for no safe amount of alcohol or a restrictive limit similar to Canada's could have significant consequences for the alcohol industry, which is already experiencing a decline in consumption among young Americans. Such a guideline could not only further decrease alcohol consumption but also potentially lead to a wave of class action lawsuits against alcohol companies, reminiscent of the tobacco industry's legal battles. The World Health Organization, WHO, has stated that no amount of alcohol is safe, and the U.S. government is leaning towards a similar stance, suggesting that no amount of alcohol is acceptable for a healthy lifestyle. A historical perspective on prohibition. Understanding the potential resurgence of prohibition-like policies requires a look at historical precedents. The first prohibition era, driven by moralistic views, targeted alcohol as a social ill. Organizations like the Women's Christian Temperance Union, WCTU, advocated for societal reform, often focusing on immigrant communities perceived as contributing to alcohol-related issues. This moralistic stance created societal divides. The enforcement of prohibition, however, exposed its flaws. The rise of speakeasies, organized crime, and widespread lawlessness led to its eventual repeal, highlighting that total prohibition was impractical and counterproductive. Public sentiment and policy dynamics. Public sentiment is crucial in this discourse. Unlike the early 20th century, today's society often prioritizes individual choice over collective morality. Health crises such as the opioid epidemic and rising obesity rates have prompted calls for increased government intervention, creating a paradox where personal freedom and public health are in constant negotiation. Decision-making processes within governmental committees, often opaque to the public, raise concerns about bureaucratic influence. If unelected officials drive national discussions on alcohol consumption without sufficient public and industry expert engagement or transparency, they risk creating a disconnect between policy and public opinion. Moving forward, as the 2025 dietary guidelines come under review, the potential for a prohibition-like resurgence in alcohol regulations warrants careful consideration. The balance between promoting healthy choices and preserving personal freedoms is a historical dialogue that continues to evolve. Lessons from the first prohibition era should inform current discussions, emphasizing the need for thoughtful, inclusive policymaking that respects individual rights while addressing societal health concerns. The future of alcohol policy will hinge on how effectively the tension between health advocacy and personal liberty is navigated. America faces a crossroads, and whether through a return to stringent recommendations or a nuanced approach that encourages moderation without severe restrictions, the challenge will be to pursue a healthier society without sacrificing individual freedoms. Public sentiment remains a key factor in this ongoing discourse. Unlike the early 20th century, Today's emphasis on personal freedom and individual choice is prominent. As a bipartisan group of American lawmakers, including those from bourbon and wine regions like Kentucky and California, raises concerns and demands greater transparency, it is clear that the balance between personal liberty and public health will continue to shape the debate. Copyright Dr. Eleanor Gerley. This copyright article, including photos, may not be reproduced without written permission from the author. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.